Once upon a time, in a land of vampires, shapeshifters, and witches, the blood sorcerer coveted the only power denied him, the right to rule. He and his monstrous army attacked the royal palace, slaughtered the beloved king and queen of Eldon, and sought to do the same to Nikolai, the crown prince, as well as his three siblings, Brina, Dane, and Micah. The sorcerer succeeded in all but the latter. He had not counted on a king's hunger for retribution and a mother's love for her children. Just before expelling his final breath, the king used his power to fill his offspring with an unbreakable need for vengeance, ensuring they would fight for eternity to claim their due. At the same time, the queen used her power to send them away, saving them, for the time being. Only, the king and queen were weak, their minds fogged from pain, and their magic conflicting. And so, the royals were now bound to destroy the man who had slain their parents, yet they were also cast out of the palace, each flung to different kingdoms within the realm with only one link to the royal house of Eldon, a timepiece given to them by their parents. Nikolai, the Dark Seducer, as his people called him, had been in bed, but not alone. He was never alone. He was a man known for the violence of his temper, as well as the deliciousness of his touch. And after his youngest brother's birthday celebration, he adjourned to his private chamber to sate himself on his newest conquest. That's when the dual natures of the enchantments struck him. When he next opened his eyes, he'd found himself in another bed, and not with his chosen partner. He was naked still, only now he was chained, a slave to the very desires he'd evoked in his lover. Desires that had mingled with the magic and sent him straight to the sex market, where he was quickly sold to a princess of Delphina. His will no longer his own, his pleasure no longer his own, his timepiece stolen, and his memories wiped from his mind. But two things could not be taken from him, no matter how fervently the princess tried: the cold rage in his chest and the blistering need for vengeance in his veins. The first he would unleash. The second, he would savor. First with the princess, and then with a sorcerer he could not quite remember, but a sorcerer he knew he despised all the same. Soon. He had only to escape.